I, David F. Capeless,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Berkshire Juvenile Court Justice Joan McMenemy administered the oath of office to David Capeless before a crowd of law enforcement leaders.
I pledge to continue to serve the public, ensuring that justice is obtained in a manner that is both fair and even-handed, holding the guilty accountable while protecting the innocent and preserving the dignity of victims and their families. And I fully expect you will all hold me to that pledge.
Over the past year, Capeless and his office tried Adam Lee Hall, David Shalhoub, and Caius Vaevis in separate trials for the murders of David Glasser, Edward Frampton, and Robert Chadwell in one of the highest-profile Berkshire County cases in recent memory. Their dismembered bodies were found in Beckett 2 weeks after they disappeared from a Pittsfield apartment in August 2011. Despite no identified crime scene, weapons, or forensic evidence directly linking the defendants, all three were found guilty and are serving life in prison. Berkshire County Sheriff Tom Bowler called it the most thorough investigation in county history. Capeless says the cases demonstrated the effectiveness of the county's law enforcement task force, which involves local, state, and federal investigators.
Investigators worked tirelessly for countless hours, conducted thousands of interviews, collected several thousand pieces of evidence, and assembled a compelling case that allowed me and my staff to convince three juries beyond a reasonable doubt of the guilt of the three defendants and to bring justice to the families and friends of the victims.
Capeless says his office goes beyond prosecution, highlighting its community outreach programs based in all of the county's public schools with focuses on cyber safety, substance abuse, and safe and healthy relationships.
Our strategy for long-term prevention has evolved over the past decade. We've gone from dealing with the negative to reinforcing the positive among our youth. Programming now focuses on social and emotional learning, teaching empathy, emotional management, and social problem and solving skills.
Capeless says while law enforcement will continue to go after and prosecute drug dealers, those falling victim to the opiate epidemic need to be addressed by societal means. He called for further legislation making prescription monitoring programs mandatory to decrease how often doctors provide painkillers and offering insurance coverage for month-long treatment plans.
We have to change the way doctors are doing their business. We have to change the way that the insurance companies are doing their business because they're the ones that are going to allow these people to actually get access to that treatment. And we're also going to have to make the treatment available, and it's going to have to be paid for. And this is something we're going to have to live up to.
Sheriff Bowler says the county is piecing together an in-house treatment program for incarcerated addicts.
Well, we have to sit down with the judges and court personnel and probation so that we can possibly come up with some type of alternative sentencing for these individuals.
Bowler says a pretrial treatment initiative will be launched in the next few weeks. With 80% of the office's budget devoted to salaries, Capeless says an unmet goal is more money to pay his 54 staff members, including 20 fellow prosecutors.
Statutory minimum is $37,500. We pay as a minimum $40,000 to start with, and they go up, but it's nothing compared to what they would make if they were in private practice, much less, as I say, in other governmental lawyer positions.
A prosecutor for 32 years, Capeless started with the Berkshire County District Attorney's Office as Assistant DA in 1991. He is a Pittsfield native and son of former City Mayor Robert Capeless. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.